CliffCentral.com.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. It is time for another episode of the Gareth Cliff Show, and we are live this fine morning with Pumi Mashiho, and with me, and with you, and we're getting cracking on a bunch of stuff that is on the agenda. First of all, let's not waste a single second. Amber Heard is going to have to pay a whole lot of money to Johnny Depp. A whole lot of money.
Silly, I love it.
Yeah, silly girl. But, oh my God, just when you thought that even the most stupid trial in the world that doesn't involve any of us personally, that doesn't have any impact on our own lives, and that is happening so far away that it may as well be in, you know, Jupiter's orbit, people are so polarized, even about this, that it is worthy of, for some people, a discussion, a debate, an argument, sometimes hatred. I mean, I put up the most innocuous headline. It was a headline from one of the news, I think it was ATP, right? So, I mean, ATP are about as vanilla as you get, you know. It was Agence France-Presse, AFP. And it said, Amber Heard loses trial, or whatever. Let me read the whole thing for you so you don't, you know. Here. Jury concludes Amber Heard committed defamation against Johnny Depp. That's it. That's what I put that out as an Instagram. Well,
just look at what's in the news.
Well, Pumi, you get most people are like, yeah, I agree or whatever. But then there are some people who are just, they have either no sense of humor or everything is hugely important to them. There's one reply I get. What the fuck, and it's from a guy, by the way, what the fuck is wrong with you men in the world?
Hey, boo.
I'm like, first of all, I'm not speaking on behalf of all men. I don't recall ever being given a mandate by men. I'm very careful not to claim authority that I don't have, which I wish other people would be. You know, when people stand up and they go, well, as a trans black woman, blah, 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 blah. And then they think that it follows that because they're that everyone else who's like that will also agree with them. But this guy says to me, what the fuck is wrong with you men in the world? So I'm like, okay, dude, have you watched any of this trial? Because it appears to me that while Johnny Depp is no saint, this Amber Heard is a complete lunatic who has fabricated nonsense in order to try and get money out of him. She wrote an article. She's claiming it's about free speech. She wrote an op-ed that pretty much sank this guy's career. And he had to climb back in. And for 6 years, he had to fight back, tooth and nail, to regain his reputation. While he was called a woman abuser, the Me Too movement was at its height. This guy's getting upset about this? Are you crazy?
Listen, you know, y'all know that I didn't even know who Amber was until this whole thing started. And I missed the whole thing 6 years ago.
Just, I want to say on that note, God bless you for that, by the way. God bless you.
Didn't know.
Yeah.
But the stuff that I have seen and heard, and this is also just on the periphery. So I have not spent time kind of digging and looking up and whatever. So I see the headlines, I'll see some clips, and the whole time I was just like, what in the world is going on in these people's lives?
Right.
The whole time.
Mm-hmm.
But then to have this kind of mega polarization.
Mega.
I love it.
Mega.
I love to see how everybody must pick a side.
And then you've got to defend. And put me exactly. And then if you don't defend your side tooth and nail, or you say, oh, I don't really care about that, people look at you like you've eaten a handful of nails. Like, what? You don't care about Amber Heard and Johnny Depp? You don't have a point of view? You're not going to defend your position to the death? You're not going to fight as if you are Johnny Depp or Amber Heard? I'm like, no, I'm not that into it. But it is funny, and it has been entertaining, and I do admit, at the beginning, I didn't take any interest at all. And then I realized I was doing my audience a disservice, because people were shitting in beds, and they were cutting off fingers, and like tremendously, wildly entertaining things. I mean, really, you know? And I felt I had to get into it.
I don't think that there can be anything more bizarre than that shitting in the bed. Quite literally. Shat the bed.
It's that was the highlight. I mean, what was, you know, if you're gonna do anything if you're going to do anything outrageous in your life, let it be that. I wonder if there'll be, you know how there are often copycats. We spoke about gun control last week, right? And you were very vociferous. I'm still getting comments from people about the way that that you and Mighty Jamie were arguing with each other. They loved that. And they also loved the fact that you told me to shut up at some point. A lot of people are like, well, you didn't say shut up. You said, stop, Gareth, just stop. And like a lot of people are like, how could you tell Gareth to stop? It's his show. And I'm like, well, that's why Pumi's there. She is the co-host of the show, and I need to be told to shut up sometimes. Anyway, so this is like when you were talking about gun control with Jamie, you know that often they're these copycat killers. So they see a story, yes, in the news, and then they go and reenact that that murder or that school shooting or whatever. It's a major problem. It's why some news outlets do not publish the names or pictures of shooters. I wonder if there'll be copycat shitting in the bed incidents by other like, because you know what South Africans are like. There's going to be some.
Please, no.
I'm telling you, there's going to be some blesser who forgets to deposit his 500 rand in the blessee's account, and she'll deposit something on his bed. Watch.
Please, can we not? Let us not start the conversation about blessers and like bowel movements. This has already taken over. Like, I don't know if it bled over into the rest of South African Twitter, but listen, a couple of weeks ago on like Black Twitter, it was insane about that and about Dubai and all sorts of. Like, no, I just, these are images I never want to have to recall ever again in my life. So let's move right along. This kind of gutter conversation is really not how we want to start.
You call it gutter, we call it entertainment. I don't think in my life I'm likely to encounter this problem, and I'm certainly not going to be the cause of this problem in terms of the shitting in bed. But I do think that there are a lot of quite angry people in relationships that aren't going very well that may think about this as a possible course of retribution. Let's see what happens. DK says, one day all folks get old enough and shit the bed, back to nappies.
Oh, gosh. Do you see what this... No, we're not having... Let's moving right along to the next part of the conversation. Stop this. It's too early in the morning and it's way too cold for this nonsense.
All right. So another thing I put on Instagram yesterday, which got a lot of attention, is Virgin Atlantic becomes first UK airline to allow cabin crew to have their tattoos on display. Ooh, that's going to change things, especially for all those people who I was always, you know, when I book my tickets for me, I'm always most interested in whether the chicken or beef person is going to be showing a little arm tat. That for me is the most important thing. Isn't it important to you as well? You know? Hold on. Here comes Crispin mincing down the aisle. Hi, would you like chicken or beef? I go, I think I have chicken. Have you seen my glorious tattoos? You know what? I'm kind of tired. I think I'll pass on the chicken even. Just let me sleep.
But wait.
But have you seen my neck tattoos? No, not yet. Crispin, don't panic about this. I think you put them all away. It's all right. I think I'll just sleep. Got a huge reaction.
2022, and these are the things that bother us.
Well, this is the logical outcome of years and years of Oprah Winfrey and Dr. Phil and all those people saying you can be the best version of yourself and that's the most important thing you can do. And now there are people who actually live that like it's a philosophy, like it's a religious ideology. They're going through life thinking the rest of us give two shits about what they do. Tattoos or having to shit in the bed of your partner. Really, most of us quite happy to just carry on with our lives without ever having to know that stuff about you, Amber or Crispin.
All I'm saying is we're years past the date when Back to the Future promised us we'd have hoverboards.
You know what?
And there are no hoverboards.
Thank you. Now, there's something. Why is popular culture not tackling that problem? That is, to me,
these are real problems.
I'm with you. Yes.
No hoverboards.
No hoverboards.
Instead, there's that crappy little thing that's
with
like
the wheels.
Called a hoverboard, but it's like on wheels.
That crappy little thing I loved. Remember, I bought one. You remember, I used to ride it around. I used to ride it around our offices. My favorite thing to do with that, and I eventually gave it to my nephew as a present because I wasn't using it. It was gathering dust in the garage. But my favorite thing I ever did with that was when we were doing idols in Sun City, and the whole of Sun City, you know, Sun City's paved. There's paving everywhere. I was riding that thing.
And long distances between everywhere.
It was so great because it was like having a little. Like a scooter or a moped or whatever, and it was just battery, light, cheap, fantastic.
Kanego wanted that thing so desperately, but we don't have a big enough house.
Yeah, of course. And even if you do have a big enough house, it's never big enough for those things because you want to ride them long distances and go fast. You know,
and go fast.
Who has a passage that's like 200 meters long? Nobody. You know.
Yeah. There are some people, 60,000 millionaires that have been added to the tax base last year, probably have those kind of passages.
Probably.
Some people.
I wonder whether, do they all live in Sandhurst? Because there are only so many houses in Sandhurst. Kim Jong-un says, chicken or beef person, Gareth, they're called cabin crew. Okay. Let's just get this out of the way, too, because, you know, we've discussed this with domestic workers, too. Do we call them helpers, domestic workers? Is it the maid? I know you've said what your feelings on this are, Pumi. Maybe you can reiterate. But I don't really know what to call them anymore because they don't even know what to call us anymore. They don't go ladies and gentlemen on British Airways anymore because there may be transgender people on the plane. So they go, hi, passengers. Which is like, you know, it's like your doctor when you go in for an appointment going, hi, file 3241 CLIFF. But okay, I'll call them cabin crew. We used to call them air hostesses.
Yes.
Right?
They used to be called air hostesses.
What are the other appropriate or apposite names for them? Because I'm not entirely sure I'm politically correct enough to be voicing an opinion on this, but clearly Kim Jong-un, who, I mean, of all the people in the world,
he should be
least worried about that, right? Why is he so upset about it? Are you cabin crew, Kim Jong-un? And if that's the case, if I can call her an air hostess, what can I call you? And don't tell me they're safety officers, because someone said to me, you know, in the comments, they're like, you think we're just chicken or beef people. But actually, we are the safety officers on the plane. I'm like, yeah, sure. Everybody's looking to the woman who's handing out the drinks in the case of emergency. And everyone's going to be listening to her when she's saying, all right, everybody, open the windows. The doors, the emergency exits, which you can find here and here. Come on, please. You know what people are going to do? They're screaming as the plane plummets to the ground at speeds beyond gravity. Goodness.
You know, what I did see a couple of days ago, our friend Eleanor, who was here over a couple of weeks ago, on her Facebook, she put a thing that she got a courtesy call or an email about her recent travels.
Yes.
And that the cabin crew member that served her offered her a chicken or beef sandwich, but offered everybody else pastrami. She was just like, I know what pastrami is.
The cabin crew member, again, you see, now we've got three words to describe something. The waiter offered her a different thing because he thought she didn't know what pastrami was?
Yeah.
Jesus, that's rude.
That's definitely the thing. I was just like, she complained about it in the email. That was her feedback.
Well, someone says to me,
right?
Someone said to me, don't be calling other people's professions things like that in the open. What if someone called you someone in the yada yada business? I'm like, I'm in the yada yada business. I'm going to get upset with people. People have been saying, oh, yeah, it must be really easy to be you. You just talk shit for a living. And I go, yeah, yeah. Don't you wish your job was as nice as mine? Don't you wish your job was as cool as mine? Don't you? Anyway.
I do want to tell you guys that I have to be particularly well behaved in today's show because I see my mother's just entered the chat.
Oh, Pumi. You're joking, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
I'm going to be well behaved today.
Hello, Mam Mkwanazi.
So, I just saw she entered the chat.
Nice. She says, that is why, this is what Pumi's mother says, that is why people working with people should have name tags. Call them by their names. Voila. See, this is where we need the elders to help us figure things out. Because in this PC world, everyone's asking for labels.
Just call them by their name.
And the only label they don't want is their name.
Just call it by their name.
Madness. All right, so lots of things to talk about today as well. I don't know if you saw... Pumi, where do we begin? Where do you want to start? Let me let you go with this one. I started with the tattoos on Virgin Atlantic. I mean, what do you got?
Petrol price. Did you see?
I filled up
petrol price.
I filled up yesterday. Do you want to hear my horror story?
Did you have enough money?
I don't know, because my bank balance has been at a minus for the last 9 years, so I'm still not sure. I just watched that number going up and up and up. I went to fill up.
Yeah,
so diesel hasn't gone up as much as petrol. Let me put that out there, and I'm filling up with diesel at the moment. But it cost me, I was probably at about, I maybe had a fifth of a tank left. And I filled it up, and it came to 1,200 and something rand. So I remember when it was 1,000 rand, and I thought that was a lot. And I remember when it was 800 rand, and I thought that was a lot. And that wasn't so long ago. I don't know how people are going to manage. I really, and when I say people, I don't mean other people that I don't know. I mean people I know. I mean me. I mean you. This is crazy because... there are ways to solve this problem. I mean, Joe Biden could be drilling for oil in Alaska. South Africa built Sasol all those years ago so that we would be energy independent.
And yet our refinery...
And yet we won't go down that road because we know what the answer is. But we have got to figure out a way. I mean, this is crippling. It's honestly a massive, massive problem.
You know what? I remember, so I used to drive a Yaris. And the Yaris used to go on the sniff of an oil rag.
Right.
It was awesome. And I remember when the Yaris tank became something ridiculous, like 800 rand.
Yo.
I was just like, And now I drive a slightly bigger car.
Yeah.
And it's devastating. So I found out, right, a lot of us used to watch... The car show, what was it called?
Top Gear,
right? So we've seen some of those tricks.
Yeah.
So I recently found out that South Africa's, in the 80s, during the height of the sanctions, mm-hmm. the speed limit on the freeway was 90 to, like, get people to drive less fast so that the petrol, they're not using up as much petrol. I was like, what? And so I know that if you drive a little bit slower, you know, just leave a little bit sooner, give yourself an extra, and then drive a little bit slower, you'll say, oh, how excruciating my drive to Bedford View was.
No. Do you?
First of all, driving into Bedford View, taking my life into my own hands.
Jesus, going to Bedford View.
Story even for another day.
Going to Bedford View on foot, on bike, by car, or by cash and transit van is all equally terrifying, all of it. There's no difference between those things. Bedford View.
So that's not going to work for me. The driving slower is not going to work for me.
Nor for me. And you know, you get those onboard computers on most cars now. You know, almost any car these days has the technology that only the best cars had 10 years ago. And because it's cheap to put in. You know, all cars have got a computer in them now. The ones that don't are still waiting to be delivered in warehouses across the world because of the chip shortage. But if you do follow those onboard computers and you try to kind of keep your petrol consumption down, oh, it's, I don't know who drives like that, but it shouldn't be that way. It's like they used an old lady in an Uno as the standard for like low petrol consumption, and now they've based all the computer metrics on that. Like the algorithm is an old lady in an Uno.
So that driving slow is not going to work for me. I did see somebody. So this is obviously a conversation that's happening on all social media platforms. What one can do to kind of have more time with the petrol that they spend so much money on.
Yeah. Wow.
Also,
Amir says that petrol is 25 rand a litre in Dubai. It's higher than in South Africa. How?
How?
Are you saying how or are you saying how?
Both.
Yeah. Yes, I thought I heard that.
I thought they had the petrol there. I thought they were the owners of the petrol.
They make it from the ground. So how could they be charging that? I heard petrol is very cheap in that part of the world. I think Amir is talking nonsense. Amir, so show me your slips.
Stop it.
Show me your slips. He says, yes, 4.13 dirhams a litre.
But you don't earn rands. You don't earn rands, you earn dirhams. And at 4 dirhams, come on.
You think?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, EP47 says, cruise control in a car is amazing. I never put my foot on the accelerator. I only have my finger on the cruise control. The machine manages fuel a lot better than me. Well, that's fine if you're driving longer distances.
If you're driving a long distance.
If you're in town, that's impossible, EP, because we know what's going to happen. It's going to be stop, start. Then you're behind a slow car. Then you're coming over a speed bump. Then you've got a stop street. Then you've got a robot. Then you've got a very sudden turn to the left or right. And if you're doing that on the steering wheel, good luck to you. I mean, I can do that on long trips, but otherwise you're asking for trouble. Michael says in Switzerland it's 32 rand per litre. Jesus.
Yes, but you also have proper public transport. You don't have to be in your car.
So what can we do, Pumi? I mean, like, there's only so much we can... We don't want to talk about this and make ourselves even more depressed.
Stay home and watch TV.
Stay home, huh? That's what we got to do.
Stay home and watch TV.
Yeah.
And judging from last week's conversation, we're also not staying home and drinking because it's so expensive.
Well, that's another thing, is everything that we used to take for granted, drinking, driving, and not those two together, obviously. But they seem to have, the government is taking more than their fair share of that money, hey? They like finding whatever South Africans spend on, they want their piece of the pie. I'm still waiting. SARS, hi. Still waiting for you. You owe me money. You have for the last 3 years. If it was the other way around, I'd be in jail right now. Right, Pums?
Aibo, how do they owe you money for 3 years?
3 years.
Send them a letter of demand.
You can't. You have to go to someone called the Tax Ombudsman, which my auditor has assured me he has lodged this appeal at. And they just aren't getting back to me in a hurry. You know why? Because they're not getting enough money in. And the government...
Well, yesterday I posted an article from Business Insider that was actually talking about how the tax base, this is where I got my 60,000 millionaires were added to the tax base last year, last tax season, and that the tax base, and it was such a bizarre article. When I was reading it, I kept thinking, I really want to see more of these figures, because it also says that the number of people who are paying tax, even though you remember the threshold was increased, so from 80,000 to 90,000 rand being the threshold, which would essentially, what that would do is it would lessen the number of people who pay tax.
Yeah.
But actually that our tax base has not decreased tremendously. Some people, and what the article says that the data suggests that people aren't doing so badly. People are not doing so badly.
I don't know. On the ground,
that's the number of people.
Do you believe that, though? Like, I mean, when you see people's actual living conditions, don't you think that the data is... Maybe the sampling is wrong? Because you know, a million. Okay, so sure, we added 60,000 more millionaires. Now, a million rand is not...
It's not a lot of money.
Not a lot of money, Pums. You know what a millionaire...
Not anymore.
Like in South Africa, to be a millionaire, maybe you have a small, modest house. Maybe you got one car in the family that you own. Maybe you owe money on the other one. Maybe you got two kids that you could put into private or semi-private education. But that's it. That's
are people still having two kids? Are people still having more than one kid?
but you understand? I mean,
so you're earning. If you make a million rand
mm-hmm.
a year,
gross
you're
or net,
earning about. You see, who knows? But that means you're earning about 83,000 rand a month.
Then I am not a millionaire. So,
you say that like it's news.
No, I know that, but I mean, if that's the standard, right? Because I don't pay myself. I've got my own business. You've got your own business. I guarantee you, you're not paying yourself a fat salary of over 80,000 rand, right? Neither am I. So... Yeah. So who are these?
Do you know how much you'd have to be billing a month in order to be able to earn that kind of money?
Correct. And we are not. I can promise you that. So
don't have that kind of client base.
So where are these millionaires coming from?
So you have to have a proper job. You have to have a job in somebody's big business.
Okay. So corporate South Africa.
A big chunk of our tax base earns about 350,000 rand a year.
Huh.
And so that's what? That's probably about 20-something thousand?
Mm.
That's the bulk of our tax base.
And those people are feeling the pinch the most. Obviously, you know, if you earn very, very little, and in South Africa there is a minimum wage, but if you're earning somewhere north of 5,000 rand a month, which, I don't know how people, especially if you have kids and you have dependents and you have long distances to travel and you have taxi fares and all that stuff, I don't know how you're making it. I don't know what you're doing. You're probably working two jobs for all I know. From those people to the 50,000 rand, those are the people who are being hit the hardest, right? So the 5,000 to the 50. But of course, we're not counting all the millions of people who are unemployed, who do not have they don't have a single cent coming in every month. They're relying either on the charity of their friends and family or on peace jobs or on
government grants.
So, I mean, let's just be very realistic about this. We seem to focus a lot, especially in the media, and I do blame the media for a lot of this, focus a lot on the top people. We always focused on, like, who's on the Forbes list, who are our millionaires, how many new millionaires did we add, as if these people are like...
It's the wrong metric.
Correct. What we should be looking at is at the bottom end and in the middle. That's where the interesting thing is happening. You think someone who's earning 80 grand a month is as worried about the petrol price? Definitely not. You think they care about inflation? Probably not as much as the people at the bottom. It's not going to hit them as hard. Those of us who are in that middle bracket are bearing up the economy. They're paying the majority of the income tax, and we know that income tax makes up the largest proportion of what government rakes in every year. So those people are funding the government. Primarily, it's not VAT, it's not company tax, it's not capital gains, it's personal income tax from those middle class people.
Mm-hmm.
We don't pay attention to them though, because it's not as sexy a headline as South Africa adds 60,000 new millionaires. It's like what is this, an ad for the lottery? You know,
I was a little bit like these numbers. Not sure. You know what they say about statistics.
Well, I read that headline yesterday about how our unemployment rate has dropped by almost a percentage. Because I do think that's relevant. I mean, if we're shedding jobs at a slightly slower rate than we were, then, it's slim pickings out there. We'll take a good headline if we can find one.
I think that's good PR for certain people in certain offices. I don't think that's we're looking, and again, I think we're looking at the wrong metric.
Yeah.
Really, to say we're shedding jobs at a slower rate, that's not what we should be looking at. How many jobs are we adding to the economy?
Mm.
That's what we should be looking at. That's what we should benchmark ourselves on.
Zanella says, quite rightly, we should also look at the number of new homeless people who were working a year or two ago. That's a metric I'd be interested in. But, of course, they're not reporting on that because it doesn't make a sexy
We shouldn't be making ourselves feel better about a bad situation. We should be concentrating on how to make the bad situation better.
Correct. So we've moaned about how cold it is. We've moaned about...
have we?
About, yeah, we've moaned about political correctness, and now we've moaned about taxes.
And we've moaned about Amber Heard.
And well, petrol prices, Amber Heard. So we've moaned about quite a lot. Let's look at some actual headlines. Do you want to do that, Pum?
So maybe we shouldn't look at the headlines.
Well, all right. This was a
More
big,
moaning on the way.
This is a big story that broke while we were on the air yesterday. Comair just suspended all their flights. And people were left stranded, and they had to pay a whole lot more for tickets to get back to where they come from. Otherwise, they would have been left in airports. Imagine waking up for a 6 a.m. flight, and you have to then scramble to try and find another flight for the 12 hours of that whole day that you were going to spend being productive. The Comair CEO promised to refund customers after grounding all the flights. Glenn Osmond, who is the CEO of Comair, promised that it will refund customers. The troubled airline has suspended operations as it goes through a liquidity crisis. Frustrated customers say they've been left stranded by not making a prior announcement, the company deceived them. Osmond says that plans are being made, and an aviation
they had a sale.
Hmm?
They had a sale on their website.
Oh,
literally like 2 days ago.
No.
They had a sale.
Huh. Don't fly Comair. I mean, just like we stopped flying SAA when we realized that they were going through a liquidity crisis and that government wasn't going to bail them out, do not fly these airlines that are not managed properly. And I feel sorry for Comair because they've been managed they've been managed reasonably well over the years. I don't know how they've stayed,
Reasonably well, you say, For many years, they were the only ones that were still reporting a profit.
Correct.
Just before lockdown, they were still reporting profit.
Correct.
But so here's my question. Who now does local flights?
Fly Safair, that's it. Fly Safair and Airlink. And Airlink is quite expensive, but they are reliable and they are run properly. They're a private company. So Airlink, I would say, is your best bet if you don't want to pay double the price, and maybe fly Safair, who I've never had a problem with. You only can say you've had a problem with them once it starts, but for now, I can give them a clean bill of health. And I've had no problem with Fly Safair or with Airlink. So those are the two that you can fly without having to worry. I'm sad that Santaco Air never really took off, but what can we do?
So here's something that we don't know enough about.
Sorry, G-Star says Lyft, and Carla's saying Lyft as well. They're quite good.
LYFT, not LI.
Yes, go ahead.
Is the negative impact that this has on the economy. So imagine people like you and I who do run small businesses who need to travel.
Yes, right.
And now that the competition has been all but kind of killed off, right? The cost of travel and doing business across the country is going to go up.
There's a gap in the market for someone who wants to buy those big transport cargo planes and just throw people in, and you just strap yourself or hold on to whatever you can. No onboard service, no seats, no safety, but it'll cost you like R1,000 max, and you can get on and you just grab hold of one of those things, and it's going to be bumpy.
Especially if you're going to Durban, it's like being on a bus for 45 minutes.
There we go. And let's say you can squeeze double the number of passengers in, standing room only. I wonder if people would pay for that. Maybe we need less luxury and a cheaper flight, and people would take it. I'll stand. I've got my one bag. I'll hold on to the thing, like we do on the little buses that take you to the plane. Maybe have a couple of seats for very old people. But, I mean, I don't think so, really, because they should have to pay for a proper seat. This is like cheap. You don't get food, you don't get water, you don't get drinks, you don't get toilets, nothing. You're in the air for 45 minutes, go to Durban, it's going to cost you, let's say, $500 a ticket. but you get to hold on to the strap the whole way. Bit of a joyride, like an adrenaline rush thing. That's the way to do it.
Adrenaline rush indeed.
Yeah. All right, so that's the big news on Comair. Basically, the idea here is do not fly them. Not until they've sorted out their shit. Big tobacco's environmental impact is devastating. This is from the World Health Organization. In fact, now that I've read World Health Organization, I'm just going to pretend I didn't even see that headline because I don't trust them at all anymore since COVID. We'll just pretend that they don't matter because they don't.
Here's a news headline. Here's a news headline that I don't think is enough. Do you remember who Arthur Fraser is?
Yes. Oh, this is a big headline. Yeah, go ahead, Plums. I know what you're going to bring. This is good. Go ahead. We must bring this up in the burning platform later as well. But throw
I
up.
Actually saved the statement. I saved the statement yesterday. But when I saw the statement, I was just like, this should show. So Arthur Fraser put out a statement yesterday after he opened a case against Mr. President.
Yes. Yes. What?
Alleging all sorts of shenanigans, which include the theft of $4 million.
In cash.
$4 million.
Farm in Limpopo.
No. It's being concealed in his farm.
You're telling me he's got $4 million in a safe on his farm in Limpopo?
Or in a bedroom. Because apparently Arthur Fraser uses the term the domestic worker.
Oh.
The domestic worker is part of this conspiracy.
Ooh. That's a lucky domestic worker.
So this was the media statement. He opened a case in Rosebank at the Rosebank police station, which is like about 100 meters away from my office. I was like, all this was happening while I was freezing in the office, tickering away. Statements and nonsense. But yeah.
So what do you think of this?
I kept trying to think, what is the reason? What is the motive? What's going on here? So we know Arthur Fraser is a Zoomerite. He's in the Zoomer camp. And I'm thinking, but why? Why are they doing this? I get it that they're like creating havoc for Cyril Ramaphosa. But for what reason?
Arthur Fraser, his reason must be because he's out of favor now, and the only thing he could ever earn money doing is being a politician, and this is his way of helping his side to score. It's that venal, Pums. I don't think there's much more to it.
What are they going
to
score?
Well,
what is this?
They reckon damaging the reputation of Cyril Ramaphosa, and maybe they are. To some people, this is, it's a big story. I'm pretty sure that there are lots of people with farms in Limpopo who have cash money lying around, and domestic workers are involved in some of it, and maybe this goes on and that goes on. Who knows? Who knows, right? Who knows?
Yo, $4 million.
Well,
in cash.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of cash to have lying around for anybody, especially when we were just talking a moment ago about how South Africans don't have any money. I mean, it makes sense, right? Makes sense that the millionaires among us, those few that exist, that those people have cash. They want to keep it in cash. Why? Because SARS won't find out about it. That's why.
$4 million. At the conservative exchange rate of 16, I think the exchange rate is like 16.
Yes.
16 rand 70. That's like 64 million.
It's quite a
rand.
It's quite a lot of cash. That's not. It's not.
Quite a lot of randelas.
It is some randelas, some few. All right. Well, do you want to do some more headlines, or are you over the headlines now?
Yeah. Okay. More headlines.
Okay. I know you love you some headlines. So here's a quick story. The Germans have given people €9 a month for travel in response to energy price rises. So this is what countries that where things work. This is what they're doing. I mean, I'm not saying I want to move to Germany. You and I have both been there at the same time, Pumi, and it's a nice country, and I like the Germans, but I like South Africa more. for all the reasons we've just been moaning about. But I, you know, anyway, the Germans are going to give their people some money just so they can travel. Isn't that nice? That's what they're going to do in response to gas prices going up. The cheap tickets are aimed at getting people to leave their cars. Fuel tax has been reduced by around 30 cents a litre for petrol, bringing prices down below 2 euros per litre. See, that sounds good. All local and regional transport on trains, buses and metros included in the government's initiative, although intercity trains are not. So they'll be able to travel the country for just 9 euros a month.
I hope Figile Balula's taking notes. This is how you incentivize people to leave their cars. You have a working public transport system, and then you subsidize. That you don't tax people with cars without a public transport system.
Do you think Fikile is listening?
No listening.
Let's just start there, shall we? Do you think Fikile is listening? Mm-mm. I'll bet you any amount of money he is.
Wishful thinking on my side. Wishful thinking.
Absolutely. All right. Here's something fun. Apparently, you know, Prince Andrew, the Queen's Jubilee is coming up. So Prince Andrew is still in the news. There's a song that is climbing up the British singles chart at the moment called Prince Andrew is a Sweaty Nonce. And it is on its way to the number one spot. Isn't that terrific? This is where British humor really is at its best. Don't you love that? Huh? Prince Andrew is a sweaty nonce. Oh, that's so great. I hope it gets to number one, just in time for the Queen's Jubilee. What a horrible human being this guy is, right?
Oh, dear.
Human being. So that we can only hope that one gets to number one. So while that's going on, we've also got to remember that it is Pride Month.
It's a hell of a title.
It's Pride Month all over the world, and you will see companies suddenly changing their logo to the rainbow flag, even though they didn't care for the other 11 months of the year, and now they're going to schmooze up to the LGBTQIA2+ community, because that's the community everyone wants to be friends with at the moment. In fact, here's a cute little video I posted on Instagram yesterday, which you may find amusing, of some LGBT people that were captured on camera somewhere in Canada, I think it was, talking about how important it is to have allies. In other words, straight people who support the LGBTQIA2+ community. Brackets, close brackets, asterisk, space plus, minus, hashtag, dollar, up arrow, close quotation marks, backslash, community. Here it is. Listen to this.
I just want to say I'm part of the LGBTQ community, and this is my best friend, Valentina. She's an ally. Pause, Valentina.
I will never apologize for standing up for an LGBTQ2+.
Ally.
Very important. Very important. We've got to take this so super seriously. Everyone is super serious about Pride Month.
Lil Nas X tweeted yesterday, which I thought was so cute, because he's got such an amazing sense of humor for me, this guy, right? Mm-hmm. He tweeted in anticipation with all of the people that were going to be tweeting like Pride Month stuff. He tweeted saying, I have decided after all this time to come out as fabulous.
Yeah. Great. That's nice. That's lovely. I'm all for it.
Awesome.
Biden has welcomed the group BTS, Korean pop group, K-pop. You know, you probably never heard of them if you're not a fan of K-pop. I barely knew about them myself. He welcomed BTS by pulling out his phone and playing Kung Fu Fighting, because, you know, he's so hip that way. They were at the White House this week. Very important, because now he's standing up for, like, an anti-Asian hate that he believes is permeating under the surface in America. So very important that Biden is making these tremendous strides, where actually what he should probably be doing is worrying about gas prices. But priorities. You know, he says, he can't just, with a flick of a button, bring down gas prices. Yes, you could. You could open up that pipeline that they built to carry fuel all over the United States from places where they drill. Oh, you have to allow that too, by the way. to places where they need it. It's that simple, Joe. This is why we have governments. Hang on. Oh, no, no. We have governments so we can invite K-pop bands into the White House to stand up to anti-Asian hate, which is obviously a much bigger problem than the average American not being able to afford the gas at the pumps. It's got to be tough to be a politician. So many complicated decisions to make. Do we invite the K-pop people? Do we lower gas prices? It's so hard to prioritize. Anyway, let's see what happens. apparently, Eusebius is suing the president for burglary. What the hell's that all about?
What?
First of all,
is this
who is Eusebius?
All stuff that happened overnight.
I don't know.
Is this in South Africa?
Who is Eusebius and which president is he suing? And what is the? Are you telling me that the president of the Republic of South Africa, not only, according to Arthur Fraser, is hiding away $4 million in cash in his farm in Limpopo, but also that he's stolen money from a failed talk show host?
Hi, guys. Okay, wait. I'm going to Google that.
Please, Pumi, will you do the research? I couldn't be bothered. I don't think I've ever typed Eusebius into a search engine on my computer. I don't want to sully my reputation by doing it for the first time.
You might have to spell it for me.
Mm.
What did you say? Suing the president for burglary.
Yeah, this is what Ruth says. This donkey. She calls him a donkey. That's not very nice, Ruth. But it's funny, so keep doing it. I like that. All right. I'm just going to play this. Please, can I play that LGBTQIA+ thing again, please? Because I love the way that the LGBT person who's in the community, as she says, is with her ally, Valentina, and she's, Valentina, talk. Just watch it again. I'm sorry, it's too good to just play once. You ready?
I just want to say, I'm part of the LGBTQ community, and this is my best friend, Valentina. She's an ally. Talk, Valentina.
I will never apologize for standing up for an LGBTQ2+.
Ally.
Justin Trudeau.
Okay, I've done a quick search. It says here, it looks like there aren't many great matches for your search.
Ruth, you're talking nonsense. Stop introducing lies to the show. It's bad enough that we don't know who to trust in the media these days.
Fake news.
Fake news. I knew it was fake news, though. Because nobody cares what Eusebius is saying or doing anymore. It's only Ruth who cares. Ruth, stop bringing your obsession with failed talk show hosts onto my show. We have better things to do, Pumi and I. We're here to try and entertain and inform you. We're not here to waste your time. Ruth, I'm going to ban you from the show.
Your mic is off.
My mic is off?
No, Ruth's mic.
Oh, yeah. Ruth, we're switching off your mic. How outrageous. Really? You're like a Twitter bot. That's what you are. Should be embarrassed. Ruth, go and sit in the corner for the next two shows. You're not allowed to listen again until Monday, all right? Honestly, I mean, everybody's so pissed off here. So Akhtarini Hawk says, Yarra, Ruth. Rebellious Ruth says, Bwa ha ha. She thinks it's funny. Ruth, we love you. No, we don't. We're angry with her this morning. Onhopot says, come on, Ruth. Yes, comment section, turn on her.
Sicken.
Ruth is right. I saw the media statement by Arthur Fraser. Yes, but that's Arthur Fraser. We're not talking about Eusebius. What, do you think all colored people look the same, Ruth? Really? Honestly, that's very racist. Now you not only are a fake news purveyor, but you're also a racist. Pumi's mother's listening. I can't say things like that. Got to get into so much trouble this morning. We also have to talk about Fikile. Maybe we'll save this for the burning platform, because Fikile and Stephen Curtis have been at each other's throats. You've been watching. I know you've been reading all of this, Pumi, because nothing gets past you. It's a twar. So we have to talk about that in the burning platform. We're also going to have this morning on the burning platform, and I know people love it when he joins us, none other than Solly Mwang, who, of course, you know, is the founder of Don Valley Reputation Managers. He's also a freelance writer and a columnist. He wants to talk about investors in Africa and what they have to do in order to make their investments work properly. But we've got lots of other stuff that we have on the the agenda for this morning, and I have no doubt that it's all going to be lots. When we say lots, it's jam-packed. So all of that is coming.
I have been watching. I have been watching, as you know, when there are elections of any kind, and there were 5 by-elections yesterday.
Yes.
I have had all my notifications on to watch through the night as Darby has been number crunching. It's going to be lit.
Does it tell you a lot, or is it just more results of the same kind that we're used to?
A lot.
Oh, really? Oh, now you got
a lot.
I didn't even know that. For me,
stay.
I am
stay for the burning platform.
I'm ignorant as F this morning, so you're going to have to fill me in on that front as well. I'm looking forward to it. All right, so the burning platform's coming up next. You can let us know what you think and what's going on in the comments. If you would like to get hold of us, it's very, very easy. Join in the YouTube channel. Also, please, I'm going to ask you once, I don't want to say this every morning, like and subscribe, because otherwise it just doesn't go anywhere. The algorithm ignores us. It's very rude. It's like when the chicken or beef people pass you in the aisle and they don't even ask you what you want. They don't even give you anything, and they're not even out of charity. So please, just like and subscribe. And while we're talking about that, we did start a new thing on Monday, which is live as of this week. And obviously, it's going very well. People are giving us lots of feedback about how they prefer using Facebook or Twitter to stream the show live. Whichever of those you prefer, you can use. Twitter, Facebook, or YouTube, the show streams live every morning from 6 to 8 a.m. And we'd like to hear comments on that. So please, let us know what you think and drop us a comment today. I woke up on Monday feeling sick, Pumi. I'm glad to report I'm feeling absolutely fine by today. So if you do get a cold and you get the same strain that I got, it's gone after 3 days. Do not take 3 days off work. You take 1 day off work and you go to work for the other 2 days, especially if you're working from home. There is no reason for you to spend the morning or the afternoon in bed. It is lazy and outrageous.
Did you douse yourself with over-the-counter medication?
No, I went to... you know what I've got? So every morning I take vitamin C and I take some zinc, which they tell me is very good. I take one of those slow mag things, which is good. And otherwise, I just am eating healthy food. I'm doing exercise. I'm trying to keep everything as normal as possible. I don't feel exhausted. I don't feel it's like a sinusy thing. So if I can get rid of the post-nasal drip part of it, I'll be 100%. And I think that's true for a lot of us. Everybody gets sick.
You should flush your nose with salty water.
I do that sometimes. It does work. It's revolting, but it does work.
Absolutely.
Do you have one of those squeeze bottles that you then you spray it up the one nostril, it comes out the other?
No, I don't do that.
How do you do it?
I don't do it. You should just do it if you're the kind of person that suffers from those things. I do not.
You're recommending something that you've never even tried. That's very dangerous.
I don't suffer from it, but I do. I make Kaneho do it. Also, like there's like Sterimar stuff. But Kaneho needs it. He's got sinus issues.
I've got asthma issues. I'll bring it onto the show tomorrow. I've got a bottle
that
you fill up with water. You put some salt in it. You squeeze it, and the stuff goes up this nostril and comes out that one. It's gross.
I'm a very healthy person.
No need
I'm
to,
a very healthy person. I don't have any of those issues.
When did this show become about you boasting your good health and vitality and virility? I mean, really, Pumi.
Somebody's got to.
Outrageous.
Like all these weak sicklings around me.
I will admit I have felt this winter like a bit of a weak sickling, but I will be fine. From tomorrow on, I should be sounding right as rain as well. If I sound a bit blocked up today, it's just those last little bits of getting rid of this cold, and I'll be over it by tomorrow.
Also, yeah, you get it in the beginning part of winter, and then
you're okay.
Sorted.
Then you're immune. So we will be doing the burning platform next. Don't go anywhere. It is Thursday morning, cliffcentral.com. I hope you're having an awesome start to your day.
CliffCentral.com